everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom.
It's our News Watch. So we're going to share two stories that have been in the news recently. One is kind of sad. Someone very famous who was a very, very popular architect, I.M. Pei. He passed away at the ripe old age of 102 years old. That's a long life. I don't really want to live that long. That's kind of long, unless you have really, really, really good health. Mm. But even my dad isn't that old, but even my dad has started to say, oh, Steph, all my friends are dying. And I thought, oh, that's kind of lonely, you know? So we're going to talk about him and his amazing career. That's our first story. What's our second story, Tom?
The second story is, again, about the same-sex marriage law, which was passed recently. And, of course, that's quite controversial. So we'll try to be sensitive when we talk about that. But in any case, these are our news stories for this month, this month's edition of News Watch. So let's get to it. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson one time.
Famed architect I.M. Pei passes away. Brilliant architect I.M. Pei died in May 2019 at the age of 102. He is regarded as one of the greatest architects of the 20th century.For designing beautifully geometric buildings that let in plenty of natural light. His best-known work is the Glass Pyramid at Paris's Louvre Museum. Pei was born in Guangzhou, China, in 1917. He moved to the U.S. at 18 and studied architecture at some of the country's top schools, including Harvard and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology.MIT. His big break came in 1964 when Jacqueline Kennedy asked him to design the museum and library dedicated to her husband, the late President John F. Kennedy. Other buildings by Pei include Japan's Miho Museum, Hong Kong's Bank of China Tower, and Qatar's Museum of Islamic Art.Awarded the Pritzker Prize in 1983, Pei was praised for giving the 20th century some of its most beautiful interior spaces and exterior forms. He used the prize money to fund scholarships for Chinese students wishing to study architecture in the U.S.
Taiwan passes same-sex marriage law.This May, Taiwan's LGBTQ community celebrated as Taiwan became the first country in Asia to legalize same-sex marriage. The process took years to complete. In 2015, gay rights activist Chi Chia-wei asked the Constitutional Court to rule on Taiwan's civil code, which defined marriage as being between a man and a woman. The Constitutional Court ruled in May 2017that this gendered language was illegal because it violated people's freedom of marriage and equality. The Taiwanese government was given 2 years to make changes. However, in a 2018 referendum, a majority of people voted against changing the civil code, so a special law regarding same-sex marriages was drafted instead. Under the new law,Same-sex couples can marry, make legal and medical decisions as a family, and inherit each other's property. However, they still don't have all the rights heterosexual couples do. The law limits their ability to adopt children and marry non-Taiwanese citizens. Many LGBTQ people and their supporters in Taiwan hope to see these rights added to the law in the future.Okay, let's get to it. Let's talk about our two news stories for the month of September, all about an architect who died And again, the same-sex marriage law, which was passed recently here in Taiwan.
Mm.
So let's talk about this architect here. That's a person, of course, who designs buildings. And architecture is what that person studies or what that person studied in university. And so, of course, you may have heard of the architect I.M. Pei.
Mm-hmm.
He has passed away. He's a famed architect, which means he's famous, famed, famous. They mean the same thing.
They do.
And basically, he was a famous architect, and he has recently passed away. So I guess the world of architecture has lost an important person.
You'll often see the news reported, and they'll use something like, oh, the world is mourning the passing of, and then the person's name. If you mourn someone, you're very sad someone has passed away. I.M. Pei, he's very famous. I think most people who know anything know that name, especially if you've gone to Paris. You've seen the Louvre Museum. He's most famous for that. So he is regarded, he still is regarded, as one of the greatest architects of the 20th century. That's a pretty big achievement for anybody in this life. He was known for designing beautiful geometric buildings that let in lots of light. Kind of my favorite thing. I love light coming in from the outside. Natural light means you're not talking about light fixtures or light bulbs within some sort of building. It means that sunlight is being let through either glass windows. Maybe there's a skylight, which is kind of fun. If you design something that's described as being geometric, it just means it's related to geometry, and it usually has lots of shapes like squares, rectangles, diamonds. So it's decorated with these shapes throughout it. So that's kind of his preference. He was known for those sorts of shapes, geometric shapes, less so than like lots of round things.
Exactly. So these buildings had lots of glass that could let in lots of light.
That's nice.
And his best known work is the glass pyramid at Paris's Louvre Museum. That, of course, is the museum in Paris that has the Mona Lisa and other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I've never been there, but I've seen pictures. In front of this kind of old classical building is this big glass pyramid.
Kind of looks like a triangle to me.
Yeah, that kind of clashes to me. I don't know what they were thinking to do that. I think maybe some people love it. Some people think it's bad, but I don't know. You'll have to have your own opinion on that. But a pyramid basically is a triangle or a triangular shape. You got four sides at the bottom, and then it tapers toward the top, like the pyramids of Egypt.
Yeah, the Egyptians would build these pyramids to bury their pharaohs in them. Pharaoh is kind of like the king or the emperor. I have to admit, when I first went to Paris, he had not built that exterior to the museum at that point. And when I went back and saw that there, I was like, what is that? I didn't like it. I know when he first built it, when it was unveiled, a lot of people weren't very happy with it. It doesn't seem to match. Tom used a word clash. If something clashes with something else, it doesn't go together. It doesn't mix well. Sometimes colors will clash, or maybe someone's wearing polka dots and stripes. Those will clash. Well, let's look at his life story. He was born in China, in Guangzhou, back in 1917. He moved to the U.S. at 18, and that's where he studied architecture, and he got into some of the best schools, including Harvard, which is great, and also MIT, which is the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. I consider that school more a school of scientists, but I didn't know that they had an architecture department, but there you go. His big break came in 1964. Usually if you get a big break, guys, something happens in your career that changes everything. And suddenly you have a lot more success from that moment on. A lot of actors or singers, performers, they keep waiting for their big break, for someone famous to hear them. And suddenly everyone knows who they are. Well, his big break came because Jacqueline Kennedy liked his work. And she was the wife of John F. Kennedy, a president of the United States who was assassinated. He was shot in the head and died. She asked him to design and build a building, a library and a museum dedicated to her late husband. If you say late, it means they've already passed away. If you dedicate something to something else, it means that's what that particular thing is being used for. And this museum and library were being used to house or store all of John F. Kennedy's writings, his speeches, things that he had achieved and done throughout his life before he was killed.
Yep, dedicated to him, which means it was built in his honor. You could do that about all sorts of things. This book is dedicated to my grandmother, for example, who influenced me when I was a child, etc. So here, this museum and library is dedicated to her husband, John F. Kennedy. Other buildings by Pei include Japan's Miho Museum, which I believe is a museum kind of near Kyoto, Japan. Also, Hong Kong's Bank of China Tower. Yes, that's quite impressive. And Qatar's Museum of Islamic Art. So, yes, in Qatar there, one of the countries in the Middle East there, they've got a museum there dedicated to Islamic art. And he designed that museum as well.
Now, he was awarded a pretty spectacular prize. If you're in the field of architecture, you've heard of this prize, the Pritzker Prize. He was awarded that in 1983. That's a huge award. And you're not just given the award, you're given prize money. Now, some awards that you earn or are given because you've done something pretty cool, don't come along with money as well. Some you do. The Nobel Prize, the winners get $1 million each, so that's a lot of money. Kind of nice. I don't know how much the Pritzker Prize gives to the award winner. You might want to check that out online and see. But he probably had quite a bit of money at this point in his life, and he decided to do something good with the prize money. We'll talk about that. Before we get to that, though, guys, let's take a quick break, listen to our Chinese teacher. And when we come back, we're going to start again talking about that Pritzker Prize that he won in 1983. Stay tuned.
Hi everyone, my name is Jenny. 今天我们看的是第14单元。这里有两则新闻。第一则，享誉国际的建筑教父贝聿铭先生，他过世了。提到贝聿铭先生，真的是无人不知，无人不晓。所以我们说他是一个 famed architect。famed 是形容词，就是有名的。那贝先生呢，他很有名的理由有一个最大的原因是罗浮宫就是请贝先生设计了他中间的玻璃金字塔，而这个建筑也让大家都知道他是一个伟大的建筑师。首先这个段落里要注意有一个片语 He is regarded as， 我们常常用这个片语来表示被认为。我们提到贝先生，他被认为是20世纪最杰出的建筑师之一。那有没有别的片语呢？常见的，比如说 be thought of as， be looked upon as， 或是 be referred to as。 如果你有一个字的，那像是 be taken as， be viewed as， be seen as， 这都表示被认为。好，那我们就来谈谈贝先生。贝先生他事实上出生于1917年，所以他在2019年五月过世的时候呢，这等于是他过世时是102岁。那他是中国的广州人，但是他18岁的时候就搬到了美国，而且呢他念的学校非常有名的，包括 Harvard、 MIT、 麻省理工学院，所以我们也知道他真是聪明绝顶的人。在1964年，我们说一个人的 big break， 那可以说是一个人生命的转捩点，或者是一个人的职业的重要的转机。他当时设计了甘乃迪总统的博物馆、图书馆，后来他还有其他大家也都大概知道的几个重要的建筑物，像美秀美术馆在日本，像中银大厦在香港，像伊斯兰艺术博物馆在卡达。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, so where we left off, we were talking about I.M. Pei, and he's passed away recently. We talked about some examples of his architecture, and we also talked about the fact that he was awarded the Pritzker Prize in 1983, and he was praised for giving the 20th century some of its most beautiful interior spaces and exterior forms. Interior means inside. You might be an interior decorator, and exterior means outside. So he was, I guess, talented in working on things inside the buildings as well as outside the buildings. Now, he used the prize money to fund scholarships for Chinese students.
Oh, I looked it up, Tom.
Okay.
They win $100,000.
Ooh.
Yeah, but the Nobel winners, they do get $1 million.
I wonder if you can win a Nobel Prize in architecture. He probably would have rather have had that. But in any case, yes, he was a master at interior and exterior forms.
Mm.
And again, he used the prize money to fund scholarships for Chinese students wishing to study architecture in the U.S. It's probably not necessary now because China builds buildings like 10 every minute or something like that.
Lot,
so they probably got plenty of architects now. But back then, they probably needed a little more encouragement. So now let's move on to the next story. Taiwan passes same-sex marriage law.
Hmm.
Okay, so this May, Taiwan's LGBTQ community celebrated as Taiwan became the first country in Asia to legalize same-sex marriage, but not without controversy, as you know. So let's just stick to the words here because this is quite controversial. But in any case, first of all, we've got the term legalize. That just means to make something legal. Okay,
mm-hmm.
It was illegal before. You could not do it before. If you did it before, you would be punished. You would be fined. You would be sent to jail, or you may have even been executed. But now it's okay. Now it's legal. The police cannot arrest you for doing this now.
Yeah, so this is the verb form. You'll often see it used as an adjective. Oh, that's legal now, or that's illegal. That's the opposite. So you add an IL to it. That's illegal. One of the big changes in America recently has been the legalization of marijuana in some states. So we'll often use that noun form to talk about the whole process, legalization of something. So they legalized same-sex marriage recently here in Taiwan. The process, which means it was composed of many steps, it took years to complete. So going back in time, in 2015, there was a gay rights activist, Qi Chaowei, who asked the Constitutional Court to rule on Taiwan's civil code. So he actually asked that court you have here that rules on your constitution to weigh in or give their opinion on Taiwan's civil code. You'd have to look up civil code to know exactly what's in your civil code, but I'm sure it has something to do with who gets married and what rights spouses have, etc. That civil code actually defined marriage. If you defined it, you say what it is. Actually said, marriage can only be between a man and a woman.
Right, inan inu, as they say in Chinese, and that was the original definition, I guess. But the Constitutional Court, I guess that's similar to the American Supreme Court, this court ruled in May of 2017, over 2 years ago, that this gendered language was illegal because it violated people's freedom of marriage and equality. So we've got the word gendered here, which refers to basically whether something is male or female, and I guess they didn't like the fact that they pointed those things out, man and woman there. So they said, well, that's illegal. It violates people's freedom of marriage. To violate here as a verb just means to do something wrong against something or against someone. It violates the law. It breaks the law.
Yeah, it could break the law. You could also violate a person. If you abuse a person, attack a person, especially when you're talking about someone's human rights or maybe someone's abused sexually, you violated them. So it was illegal because it violated people's freedom of marriage and equality. I would say they probably would refer to that as violating people's human rights. The Taiwanese government was given 2 years to make changes. That was probably the court saying, okay, you guys that work in the legislature, get busy, got this changed. We'll give you 2 years. However, it says in a 2018 referendum, and I think that's something you guys all voted on, right? All the citizens in Taiwan voted on. At that point in 2018, they were asked, hey, do you agree with this? Well, a majority of the people said, no, we don't want to change our civil code. We want it left alone. So that's when a special law regarding same-sex marriages was drafted instead. So instead of changing the original civil code, you added to your constitution instead by adding a new law that was drafted. If you draft a law, guys, you write it down. It's printed so that you can then debate it and pass it.
I got the impression that the referendum seemed like it was just more of an opinion survey or something like that. It didn't really have any substance to it. Even though people opposed same-sex marriage, it still became legal later. So that, of course, is going to cause lots of controversy in the future here. So again, because they did not want to change the civil code, they had to add this special law. And that's the situation we're in now. Now, under the new law, same-sex couples can marry, they can make legal and medical decisions as a family, and they can inherit each other's property. So let's just stick to the words here. Inherit means to basically get something from someone when they die.
Yeah, when they pass away. Some parents will leave what they've earned while they've been alive to their children. Maybe if you don't have kids, you leave your money to a society for dogs and cats if you love animals. So you can inherit different things. You can also inherit things from your parents, like maybe they have blue eyes, so you have their blue eyes. Or my mom has dark hair. I inherited her dark hair rather than my dad's blonde hair. You can inherit that way as well. Here we're talking about property. The things you own, so your money, your house, your land, maybe your, I was going to say 401k, that's just kind of your retirement money, or I think they call them pensions here. However, it says they still don't have all the rights that heterosexual couples do. A heterosexual is someone who is sexually attracted to the opposite sex.
Exactly. Inan, inu, basically heterosexual there, as opposed to homosexual. Mm-hmm. And the law limits their ability to adopt children and marry non-Taiwanese citizens. Now, many LGBTQ people and their supporters in Taiwan hope to see these rights added to the law in the future. So, yeah, you can't have everything at once. You know, it's probably too shocking. So they just made it legal at first, but they still put some restrictions on there. And as people get used to this over time, maybe they'll start making changes there too.
We used a word in one of our previous programs, evolve. Sometimes change needs to go a little bit more slowly so that people who aren't used to the new way of life get used to it, and there won't be as many protests and angry citizens. We don't want angry citizens. Many LGBTQ people and their supporters hope to see these additional rights added to the law in the future. L stands for lesbian, G stands for gay, B stands for bisexual, T is transgender, and Q is for queer, in case you were wondering what they stood for in English.
Hopefully, eventually, they'll come up with a simpler term there, because that's five syllables.
Hard to say all those quickly.
Yeah, we've got to say that all just to keep everybody happy there. So hopefully someday they'll have a simpler term, because, gee, having to say that so many times in a lesson can be exhausting. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. It's time now to listen to our Chinese teacher.
好，我们继续来谈贝先生。Awarded 这个开头引导出来的是一个分词片语，说到他荣获了普利兹克奖，所以这个分词片语用的是过去分词的 awarded， 他被颁给这个奖，那是1983年。在得奖之后，他呢得到了一些奖助金，然后他把奖学金用来资助给那些想到美国读建筑学的中国学生。好，我们注意到这里有一个字 fund， 它当动词资助，所以这里是动词的解释，它用来 fund scholarships， 换句话说，这些钱就是拿出来当奖学金用的。 谈完贝先生之后，我们下面有第二则新闻跟我们本地台湾有关的，就是台湾通过了同婚专法 Same-sex marriage law。 我们知道 same-sex 意思就是指同性，同样性别的人可以结婚了。好，这就是这个专法。这边要提的，今年的五月呢， LGBTQ 在台湾的这个社群庆祝台湾成了亚洲第一个让同性婚姻合法化的国家。这个 legalize 这个动词也要注意， legal 是合法的， legalize 就是使合法化。那提到台湾他们在同性恋权益的这一块，有一个大家可能都听过的齐家威先生，他当时呢就希望司法院做出一个判决来，对于台湾的民法里面规定说所谓的婚姻一定是一男一女这一点要提出一个判决。我们看到这个地方有一个动词是 rule R-U-L-E， rule 这个字当动词就是做出裁决来。就什么做出裁决？ On Taiwan's civil code， 这个 civil code 指的是民法。那我们再继续来谈，当然后来我们有个公投，而公投里面大多数人对于改变民法这个部分投下了反对票，这里用到 voted against， 记得这就表示反对。后面还提到说因为反对，现在就有一个另外编出来的法，这个特别法用来取代。那这个特别法这边说到的 A special law regarding same-sex marriages， regarding 这个字表示有关什么，关于什么。现在有了这个专法之后，同性别的人他们只要相爱都可以结婚。 LGBTQ 这边的人士和他们在台湾的支持者所想看到的是，未来他们还有更多的权利，比如说他们可以领养小孩，还有就是他可以跟不是台湾的公民结婚等等。 They hope to see these rights added to the law in the future. See these rights added， 我们看到了 see 后面受词，受词后面的 added 是过去分词，因为这些法律会被加到，被加入这个法律中。 OK， 我们今天讲解就到这边结束，谢谢您的聆听。
That's it guys, thanks for joining us. Those are two more recent stories. Keep your eyes open, the news is always interesting. Our world is constantly changing, and you can always learn new vocabulary words by checking out the news. It's a great way to learn. OK, we gotta wrap up, we're out of time. Thanks for joining us, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
See you next time.